Rio de Janeiro mayor bans Chapel Rona amid accusations she made daughter of Brazilian soccer star Jorginho cry. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 22, 2026. Rio de Janeiro Mayor Eduardo Cavalieri banned pop star Chapel Rona from performing at the city's events on Saturday. In response to Italian-Brazilian professional soccer player Jorginho accusing the Pink Pony Club singer of sending her security guard to intimidate his 11-year-old daughter after she smiled at her, which he said left the young fan extremely shaken and in tears. Rona, meanwhile, responded to backlash by insisting she does not hate children and claimed her security guard acted on his own. Without your fans, you would be nothing. And to the fans, she does not deserve your affection. Jorge Luis Fralo Filho, known simply as Jorginho, exclaimed in a Saturday message to Rona, posted to his Instagram story. In his post, the soccer star provided a lengthy account of how the incident allegedly unfolded with his daughter, Ada, whom his wife, Catherine Harding, shares with her ex-boyfriend, actor Jude Law, at a hotel in Sao Paulo, Brazil. I went through a very upsetting situation with my family earlier today, Jorginho began in his statement. My wife, at Cat Cavelli, is in Sao Paulo for Lollapalooza, he continued. This morning, my daughter woke up incredibly excited. She even made a sign because she was so happy to see an artist she really admires, or used to admire, at Chapel Rona. By coincidence, they're staying at the same hotel as this artist, Jorginho added. During breakfast, the artist walked past their table. My daughter, like any child, recognized her, got excited, and just wanted to make sure it was really her. In his statement, which he shared in both Portuguese and English, the professional athlete went on to say that the worst part was his daughter didn't even approach Rona. She simply walked past the singer's table, looked to confirm it was her, smiled, and went back to sit with her mom. She didn't say anything, didn't ask for anything, Jorginho explained. What happened next was completely disproportionate. A large security guard came over to their table while they were still having breakfast and began speaking in an extremely aggressive manner to both my wife and my daughter, saying that she shouldn't allow my daughter to disrespect or harass other people, the midfielder said. Honestly, I don't know at what point simply walking past a table and looking to see if someone is there can be considered harassment, Jorginho continued. The 34-year-old soccer star added that Rona's security guard even said he would file a complaint against them with the hotel. While my 11-year-old daughter was sitting there in tears. My daughter was extremely shaken and cried a lot, Jorginho said. I've lived with football, public exposure, and well-known people for many years. And I understand very well what respect and boundaries are. He added, before asserting that what happened with Rona was not that. It was just a child admiring someone. Jorginho declared. It's sad to see this kind of treatment coming from those who should understand the importance of fans. At the end of the day, they are the ones who build all of this. The soccer player then suggested that the good luck, babe, singer used this event as a moment of reflection, adding, no one should have to go through this, especially not a child. Jorginho concluded his post by writing in all caps that Rona would be nothing without her fans, before speaking directly to the pop star's supporters, proclaiming, she does not deserve your affection. While the midfielder did not name the child involved in the alleged incident, he was clearly referring to Ada Law, according to multiple reports. Jorginho's wife, meanwhile, reposted his statements calling out Rona to her own Instagram story, before adding additional posts that featured photos and video of Ada. This was Ada's reaction yesterday when we arrived to see Sabrina Carpenter, Harding wrote in Portuguese over a video of her daughter appearing excited about attending an upcoming concert. Our daughter decided she didn't want to go to the show tonight after the way we were treated, Ada's mother further explained. So, instead, we had a girls' shopping day and then went out to dinner together. Thank you all for the kind messages, everything is fine, Harding added. On Sunday, Jorginho's wife posted photos of herself and Ada with Scottish singer Lewis Capaldi, which included his song, Someone You Loved, writing, Thanks for your kindness. Rio de Janeiro Mayor Eduardo Cavalieri reacted to Jorginho's allegations by taking to X to announce, as long as I'm in charge of our city, this young lady at Chapel Rona will never perform at Todo Mundo no Rio. I doubt that at Shakira would do that. Cavalieri added. By the way, At Frelo Jorginho, your little one is already the guest of honor from the organization in May. The following morning, Roan responded to the intense backlash in a video posted to her Instagram story, in which she threw her security guard under the bus for assuming the mother and child would do something, and insisted, "I do not hate children. I didn't even see a woman and a child," the feminine-nominon singer said in a Sunday morning video. "No one came up to me. No one bothered me, like, I was just sitting at breakfast in my hotel. I think these people were staying at the hotel as well. So the fact that, like, a security guard, who was. I did not ask the security guard to go up and talk to this mother and child," Roan continued. "They did not come up to me. They weren't doing anything. Watch below. It's unfair for security to just assume someone doesn't have good intentions when they have no reason to believe. Because there's no action even taken," the 28-year-old complained of her staff. "I do not hate people who are fans of my music. I do not hate children," Roan said. "I'm sorry to the mother and child that someone was assuming something. That you would do something," the Red Wine Supernova singer added. "If you felt uncomfortable, that makes me really sad. You did not deserve that." While Roan scapegoated an unnamed security guard in her video response, the singer gave a shout-out to her security team hours after Jorginho called her out on Instagram, according to a report by People. "I do not know when I'll be going on tour again, so this is the last one. I'm so grateful it's here," the singer said while on stage during her performance at Lollapalooza Brazil on Saturday night, adding, "Thank you to my crew and my security and my band, and everyone behind the scenes." Roan, meanwhile, has publicly lambasted paparazzi and her fans for disregarding her boundaries. A few weeks ago, the Hot to Go singer made headlines for lecturing a group of photographers and fans waiting outside a restaurant, where she accused them of harassing her. Watch below. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.